has a famous comment that people say over the subject is Ayikra Moshe by Rabbi Hashem Eilon. And Rashi explains that every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu has to be invited to come into Eretz Yisrael in order to listen. He didn't just barge in on his own. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was the Adon HaNavi, one would think that he would have a license and march into Eretz Yisrael whenever he wants. But the Pesach was not so. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Bal Midos, a Bal Derech Eretz, and he didn't go in when he wasn't invited. So the Chumash teaches us from this Pesach, and here we learn that upon the Chokhm Shem Lodah, he was very well played with him. But Madach Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Adon HaNavi, and nevertheless he was a Bal Derech Eretz and a Bal Midos, that he didn't enter the Amud without permission, without being invited. Chavachem HaSamarach is not invited. Moshe Rabbeinu should certainly be a Bal Midos in all areas, starting off with the area of Gaiva versus Ariyus, and in all areas of Derech Eretz.
Interesting,
Rashi, the definition between Moshe was different from all the other Jews,
because
Moshe
could be
Jewish and
Jew, while all the other Jews
even if he came to them, so it sounds like here that wasn't that Moshe wasn't invited. He could initiate it, wasn't he? Because he could
speak
to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so definitely he could be nice. Doesn't mean that he was invited. Yeah, but he wouldn't walk into Eretz Yisrael without authorization. That's how the Pesach implies. If Moshe, then he went into Eretz Yisrael. He's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu like we got it. We got him HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he doesn't answer us in a way that we can hear. It's not there. When he would speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would answer him in a way that he would hear right away. But he wouldn't walk into Eretz Yisrael without an invitation.
Do we say that
Eretz Yisrael
was
Oh, no, I guess by Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always answered him.
They no,
because HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the conversation with Avraham Avinu there. The Shaila is the other Nevi'im, did they have the ability to start the conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Probably did. Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu always answer him? I guess sometimes yes, sometimes no. Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always answered him even when he started the conversation. But here the Medi says that to enter Eretz Yisrael, he would only enter if he had authorization. What does the expression mean? That Nevelo says Amen? It's a strange lesson. So when the portion on the Medi Shabbos say that it's difficult, some want to say that it should say Behemoth says Amen instead of Nevelo, some say Nimolo says Amen. Because the Pesukim in Mishlei stole the activities of the mother, that the ants are very well organized and they work hard, they're hard workers and so on. Different uses. The same kind of uses that we have in the Veda says a man who, I saw some want to say the following shot based on the Rabbeinu Yehuda in the Sefer Brachos that we spoke about this week. Rabbeinu Yehuda says in the rest verses that if you have a piece of Nevela that falls into honey, it's converted into honey, so the Rabbeinu Yehuda claims that the Nevela becomes mutter. And the Sif commented on the Gemara about the Ifet Shpat Mimashim, so it's Machuri, it's Machi. So the Ifet Shpat Shpat is that it's Mishtana. Either Mutter Machu or Sedim, or because Mishtana. So Rabbeinu Yehuda says that if Mutter is Mishtana, it becomes mutter. So he uses a Moshel, and the Nevela that's converted into Dvash. So I'll tell you whether the Nevela becomes Mutter or not, that's Machlech Rabbeinu Yehuda and Dvash. But there is such a thing that a Nevela can become converted into Dvash. Why? Because it's been sitting in Dvash so long, the Dvash has an effect on it. So some Darshanim say that that's the Pshat over here. But the Nevela is converted into Dvash, if it's sitting in Dvash long enough, so the Tamachok is sitting there in his prayer so long, the prayer should have had an effect on him to convert his personality also. It would have affected him that it should have made him into a Balmidus and a Bal Derech Eretz. The fact that he doesn't have Midus, he doesn't have Derech Eretz, so that the piece of the veil that fell into the grass is a better thing than the Talachach. That's a shekel, that the Medish is alluding to Rabbeinu Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehuda gave him also a piece of the veil that fell into the grass. He could have said a piece of meat from it, but not in the veil. A strange loss of white chosen veil. The Ramban writes in his Hagdama to Vayikra what the case of HaParshia is here. That Sefer Shmos is the Sefer HaGolus HaGula HaMena. And the Gula consists of building the Beis HaMikdash, because at the end of Sefer Shmos, we didn't yet enter Eretz Yisrael, but they built the Beis HaMikdash. And then the parasha of Vayikra starts right away. What's the function? What's the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? It's the Hakrovas HaKorbanos. So the Pesukim list off all the various types of Korbanos. The Korbanos are divided into two different categories the Gemara has. You have some Akot Shikotchim and some Akot Shikalim. Higher levels of Kedusha and lower levels of Kedusha. There are several differences in Halacha between Kotchi Kotchi and Kotchi Kalim. One obvious difference the Gemara has is that there's no Me'ila of the Kotchi Kalim. The Gemara has on the side Me'ila, those are not Me'ila, not from the side Me'ila. Those are learned in Bava Kama, not from the first pair of Bava Kama. Me'ila would raise the voice to Lisa, but the Gemara speaks about Kotchi Kalim, that there's no Din of Me'ila. But there is a Lisa Me'ila. The nature of the Lisa Me'ila is a question whether it's the Lisa Deraita and Lisa Derabana. If you say that there's no knas, there's no penalty of Mila, that you don't have to pay claimant Yoshan, if you're Nana and you're talking Kalim, so why should you say that there's a Lisa? Some Rishonim hold that the Lisa is only the Rabbana, and another Rishonim hold that the Lisa is a Lisa Deraita. They quote the Rabbana held that it has to be a Lisa Deraita. That it's impossible to say that the Lisa Mila by talking Kalim is only a Lisa Rabbana. So it's a Machlaiki to Rishonim. And pass the lines and pass them along. It's a machlokes of Rishonim, whether the Yisa Me'ila by Kotchim Kalim is an Yisa Deraita and Yisa Derabbanan. The Mishnah says in Me'ila that there is Me'ila, Rashi always quotes it. Whenever the Gemara says there's no Me'ila on Kotchim Kalim, Rashi always says, except for the Emurim Lachas Yikas Adam. Why is it that on the Emurim Lachas Yikas Adam there is Me'ila? So the Mishnah says in Perot HaLatodir, in the end of his Lachim, because the Emurim Lachas Yikas Adam is Kotchim Kalim, it's not Kotchim Kalim. There is a chalik of the Kotchim Kalim, which has the status of Kotchim Kalim. The Emurim is called Agav Yehamizdeh. But that has the status of Kotchim Kalim. Oh, so there is Me'ila on the Emurim. This is relevant to other halachas also. The Moshe, there is another difference between Kotchim Kalim and Kotchim Kalim. Another different thing is mana and another different thing is the makom. But every carbon has its mana and the makom. If you keep it put to its mana outside of its man, then it becomes mitzvah belina, which is considered the leisa. And if you take it put to your coma, it becomes mitzvah beyose. And even if you bring it back, put to its mana can bring it back. But if it's taken put to your coma, even if you bring it back into its original makom, into its proper makom, it's ready mitzvah beyose, and there's no way to make it kosher. So what is the man and what is the makom of korbanos? So the makom of kotchi kotchim is the azor. If you take it out of the azor, it becomes mitzvah b'yosef. The makom of kotchim kalim is Yerushalayim. If you take it outside of Yerushalayim, it becomes mitzvah b'yosef. So what if you take the urim out of the azor? After zikas adam, if you take it out of the azor, so then the Gemara, the Mishnah, said that it becomes mitzvah b'yosef. So even if you bring it back into the azor, you cannot be matzah al gavim as death. So the urim kotchim kalim has the status of kotchi kotchim. And as such, their makom is the azar, so the mitzvah b'yosef. The more just the me'ila, the more has a machlekes on my run. I think it's a b'yosef and a shokes. What do you mean when you speak of the muri, kotchim kalim lacha zrika sarab? Is it only after the zrika, or is it even after the shkita? Maybe after the shkita, and the dam is ready, oimid lehizarek, so maybe I already say then that the emurim have a status of kotchim. Before shkita, the emuri, kotchim kalim don't yet have the status of kotchim. But the machlokes on the right is, when do they change? Is it only after Zika literally or after Shkita? And his man is the same as well. Normally speaking, all kachi kachi have his man of Yom Dalai Lach Kachot. When I say it's Yom Dalai Lach Kachot, and the Rabban is Yom Dalai Lach Kachot. Kachi Kali, normally speaking, have his man of Shnei Yom Dalai Lach Kachot, today to night, and tomorrow, and for Shkia, except for Kodim Pesach, that he's been except for Kodim Pesach. But normally other Kachi Kali have Shnei Yom Dalai Lach Kachot. So the din of the Emurim is not so. The Emurim of Kotchim Kalim, with his man Achila, Shneyan, and Zalai Lech, but his man of the Emurim is only in the Lech. But if you leave it open to the morning, it will be mixed up the Lech. That's if I got the answer. We spoke yesterday. If you assume like Persian system, it's not going to tell the morning, then you know my other Persian son is there. So even though it wasn't burning on the fire, it was just sitting on top of him is there, so it will not be mixed up the Lech. There's another difference also that Kutin says. Where the Shkita and the Kabbalah Saddam has to take place. The Azor is divided into two parts, the right hand side, left hand side. The right hand side is always considered more important than the left hand side. Most people are writing. So the right hand side is considered more cautious than the left hand side. So the Avodah of Kotchi Kotchi the Shechita and the Kabbalah Kadam have to be done after the Tzofim. The Tzofim itself and the Tzibogam and the Shechita and the Tzofim. Hashem came touching Kalim, there's no requirement for Tzofim. You can do the Shechita and Dorim if you want. These are some of the differences between Tzofim and touching Kalim. One difference is as far as Me'ila is concerned, that there's no going to be Me'ila with touching Kalim. Another difference is Man, another difference is Mokam, and another difference is Tzofim. But the Avodah of Shechita and Kabbalah have to be done after the Avodah of Shechita and Kabbalah by touching Tzofim has to be done after the Tzofim. Hashem came by touching Kalim. It may be done even in Durham and the other parts of the Azor. The Gemara has a whole machlokes on how much of the right hand side of you divide the Azor into here, and everything on the right hand side is called Tzofim. The Gemara is not exactly so. The whole machlokes on what part of the right hand side of the Azor is considered Tzofim, how much of the right hand side. There are two types of Sabbonis that the Gemara speaks of in Parshas Vayikra. You have Sabbonis Nidoga and you have Sabbonis Chazal. That's in fact, I think some of Roshan points out the difference in the state of Hapash is between Vayikra and Tzav. Vayikra says, Babel B'nai Yisrael V'yamat Alem, tell all the women to the B'nai Yisrael. And Tzav says, tell all the women to the Kohanim. Tzav is Kohanim, it's one of Lema. And it repeats all the divin, except that in Vayikra, since it's talking to B'nai Yisrael, so first starts off with the Korbanot that are Nedover, and then it goes into the Korbanot that are Chazal. And in Parshas Tzav, because it's speaking to the Kohanim, so it's not significant why the person is bringing the Korban, whether he wants to volunteer or he's mechuyav to bring. It's speaking to the Kohanim, so the Seder is Mehutzah, it's a whole different arrangement. So you start with the Tachi Kachi, and then you go down to the Tachi Kalim. You don't go from the Dover to Chovah. But in Bayikwa, they arrange in a different chiluk between the Dover versus Chovah. Normally, a korban that's in a dover is never bought a korban, a korban that's a korban is never bought in a dover. There are possibly two exceptions to the rule. Arshim Talui is bought a korban. If a person knows, let's say, that he ate chalas, the shaykh, he knows that he ate machal shabbat, the shaykh, he knows that he ate the yom kippur, he ate chomet, the shaykh, so then he has to bring a chatas kruah. Chatas kruah means that whether he can afford it or not, that's it. He has to bring a problem. He can't afford it, so he'll borrow money. Is he mechuyav to borrow money? Probably not. That's a big machlokes, that if you don't have enough money to do a mitzvah, you're not mechuyav to go borrow money in order to do a mitzvah. With very few exceptions to the rule, were you mechuyav to be sure on upsetting? How many mitzvahs do you have that you're mechuyav to be sure on upsetting?
I would say two.
Some make a megillah. Some if you can walk into shul, you have to make a megillah. What's the time? But if you don't have a megillah, and the only way to fulfill a mitzvah is by borrowing money, by borrowing a fortune of money and traveling to a city where you can hear make a megillah. And some of them say, the pastor says that whenever you have a mitzvah with the nature of the mitzvah is fulfilling mitzvah, then you look to be shul alakta. Yes. Are there any, these will happen all to be the rabbonis, are there any mitzvahs there, right? So the chiyuv is fiscally nisa. Maybe from Pesach? How do people rabbonim gain the right to speak? No, if you have a din the rabbonim that you can please to spend kol hayim, normally the din is on the vazim, zari vazim, yes, in the chayim. You're not mechuyav to spend more than one fifth of your total savings. If it's going to cost you more than one fifth, you're not mechuyav. Even though it's a mitzvah is erech, the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Lulav. If you don't have enough money, so you're not mechuyav to go spend so much to bother you. This isn't, even if someone else has a little in the community, so you won't shake a little with you. You're not mechuyav to. So these din d'rabbanon that's in a mitzvah that's for the sake of fulfilling nisa, you're mechuyav to spend kol hamdei. Rav Soloveitchik once suggested that maybe the deal is that if you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do we do a mitzvah to fulfilling nisa? Because we imply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that just like he did nisa to us in the past, he should give us the Yeshua and give us nisa against us. We want him to go within we want him to go out of his way to make a nest, to break all of the rules and regulations of nature, we should go a little out of our way also. The normal malach is that you should live with a chesman, that you shouldn't spend too much money, and even for the purpose, you shouldn't waste your money, and even for the purpose of fulfilling mitzvahs, the Gemara says, look, Hamadash, is all you guys are here to make a nest. Rather, the Gemara doesn't say, Gemara talks about Stoker. But the Ramah quotes that Gemara. The Ramah quotes in the name of the Rishon, that Klal in this afternoon is not limited after the tzedakah. Shema Yoyani is parak labiyah, that's the reason that the Gemara gives, but the Ramah assumes that it applies to all mitzvahs of Torah as well. Normally the Torah, the halacha says, You're not believed to go crazy for mitzvah, but if it's a mitzvah that's for the sake of calling upon a Baruch Hu, he should go chutz min ha-teva, he should do something unusual, so something stupid. We should go out of our way. We should do something unusual. We're just going to sit and lead our normal lives and expect our Baruch Hu to go out of his way for us. Why should he? So if we'll go out of our way, then he'll go, neither can he, neither he'll go out of his way. But do you have any code of deacon or bone to aim the right to deacon? I saw that it is, has in his deal on Kumish, on Parshas HaChodesh. He claims that by Kodesh Pesach, a person who is free to be shoyel al atzmo. There's an interesting deal in the Pesach there in Parshas HaChodesh. If you have, let's say, 20 people shooting in the Kodesh Pesach, so how do they chip in order to buy the Kodesh Pesach? Do they pay the fee nominal or do they pay the fee nefashim? So he says, well, it depends. If each one is just going to eat, let's say you're going to have 100 people, each one is just going to eat a kazayis. Even if some, one of them is a multimillionaire, the other one is a pauper, they all pay the mikhtas nefashim. Each person pays equally. Because even the ani, Shabi Anim, would have had to be sure of upsachim in order to fulfill Kodim Tessa. That's what he assumes to be a question. So since everyone is obligated equally in Kodim Tessa, and even if you can't afford it, you're still obligated to go borrow money, so everyone has to pay equally. So what happens if they're not just going to eat, these ones going to eat a kazayim? Some people eat meat, they enjoy eating a big steak. So one of them is poor, he's just going to eat a kazayim, and the other one is going to eat 10 kazayim, he's going to eat 5 kazayim, a lot of kazayim. And then the person continues, he claims that the word mitzvah and the word tachosu is a difficult lesson. What in the world does the word mean? Tachosu, mitzvah. That means chum, no? I don't know. Gotta look in Rashi, no? The mitzvah and the tachosu. It's chum, the tachosu, no? It's a tachosu dollar. Rashi says, mitzvah chesvan, hey mitzvah tachosu. And then tachosu al aser, mazot tachosu, this manun, you should become a munah on the Kodim Tessa. That's how Rashi knows. The mitzvot means the skum b'toshis, the minyan b'toshis, tachosu al aser, you should become a munah on the Kodim Tessa. So then he claims that he has a different shot. He says that it comes from the Russian mechaz. Russian mechaz means paying tax. So he says, who's funding the Kodim Tessa? That's what the prophet is telling us. Everybody pays equally the thing of Poshit. Why? So he quotes that Gemara in the end of Bava Kamma that we spoke about the other day when we were in the beginning of Pashas Kisisa, that the Yajid Azov quoted, he quotes that Gemara that the group of gangsters came to murder a group of people, and some of them are familiar with some of very poor, they're becoming our Ruskin of Poshit. And then when they want to drive them to save their lives, or they want to pay off an army in order to save their lives, so at the end they have to pay the fee nefashim. But if, let's say this group of gangsters wanted to rob all of their property, not to kill them, then they have to pay the fee nefashim. Because what was the sakana was their mammon, and the wealthy people had more mammon the sakana than the poor people. What happens if these robbers, the band of pirates, wanted both to kill the people and to rob all their money? And then they had to pay in order to drive them to get rid of them, they had to pay soldiers in order to chase them away. So then they both save their lives and they save all of their property. So you have to pay master of the moment. Master of the person. So when you see the first that money end of the time, so it's the very end of the time. So he claims that that's the simple Tirish Amil of his process, the mitzvah. The Lacha Kulish Kain HaKar Avelel Mitzvah Mepasha, is everybody just eating Kizayis, and how do they pay the mechas? How do they pay the tax? Or how do they pay for this Kodim Tessa? How is it funded? Everybody pays equally the Tzina Parshish, because everybody has an equal food to bring the Kodim Tessa, and even if you are only on the Chazar Alach Tzokhi, you still have to snore money in order to buy a Kodim Tessa. So they assume that this Kodim Tzikr Abban came there right to chicken, and he doesn't spell it out, but that's what he seems to hold. But what happens if some guy decides that he wants to eat more than his eyes, more than the bare minimum of the Kodim Tessa? You should be also, Tachot Allah said, if you want to eat more than his eyes, then pay more. You don't say that everyone is equally obligated to eat the full meal. No, everyone is equally obligated to eat his eyes. Whoever wants to eat more has to pay more. So it's interesting, he claims that there's a Bimba right there. Interesting. The Rambam holds that the same applies to Matzah Shekla. The only time a Chazal Alach Tzokhan has to go borrow money in order to give Matzah Shekla, so it's Ta'ani Lo Ha'osho Lo Yav Adal O Yam. Adal O Yam. The other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. says is the Rambam in the Smaragd. Rabbi Yishayim disagreed. He held that that's not what it means. Hadala Yam. It doesn't mean that Hamachazal Ha'Tzofim also is obligated to take care of to pay Master Shefer to borrow and pay. But it rather means an army can't pay less. But if you can't afford it, so let him not pay. Can't afford it, I'm not going to be Mechazal
Ha'Tzofim. Doesn't Mar say that a person the focus is in the scripture and function, whether or not a rich person could be to pay for a carbon.
All the carbon is
all the carbon is by himself. So as Mar said, that according to the solution, what the rich person should do is he should get together all the people and say, I'm going to do it for you, I'm going to do it for you. So isn't that also?
He can give him after a check or
I'll
get
the
body.
That's
the mission. That's the mission. Shekel or Shekel. Mission is all about one hand.
That one? That one has to give. Not that an army is
possible. No, no. It would be very nice if the army can't afford, he should go get an usher to donate on his behalf. The Mazin Shalom Ashi is capable of that. But if he doesn't do it, let's say he can't do that. Is he McQueen? No one. They can't convince anybody to give the money on his behalf. Is he McQueen to take out a loan from a bank in order to fulfill the list of Masa Shek? So the Pasuk says no. The Tam Shem say yes, that that's the Mashmoes of the Pasuk. Hadalo Yam, that he is McQueen. The Minchatinah raises that possibility. He wants to say by Pesach and Milah because the story, so it means that not only is it an essay, it's a lab also. And on the lab, the Ramos says you have to spend 21 days in order not to violate the law. So the Minchatinah holds that it doesn't make sense that you should have an essay that has an end to Torah. So not fulfilling an essay, you have Torah. It must imply clearly that whenever there's Torah, and it's like that there's a lab as well. The Rambam in the Tirith and the Smaragd and Makkos seems to back this up. The Rambam in the third Tirith and Makkos, like an Aloysius and Yai, a flaw that whenever there's Torah, he should be a doer that there's a law. The Rav Mishnah and Hilchot Sanhedrin, he quotes that Tirith and Makkos against the Tzitzit and the Tzitzit. It's only the first Muslim creatures, that all the five creatures in the Torah have a law with the exception of Tzitzit and Iman. Doesn't have a lot, but perhaps you have to look at the translation to see if it's feasible. Perhaps the Rambam is writing that is not so much that there's a lot, it means that there's an Aveira. A lot of Homach La Lachet. There's also an Aveira. Both are lot. So the same goes out, so it's not doing it, a lot of Hashim. So there will still be a lot. So normally, let's say when a person is in the house, Shabbos B'Shegi, a person eats from the Pesach B'Shegi, he has to bring a Chatzis Kavua. Chatzis Kavua means that whether he's wealthy or poor, he spends the same amount. It's not going to be a Chatzis Kavua of the year that if he can afford it, he brings a Chatzis Bein, and if he can't afford it, he brings a Chatzis Kavua. And if he can't afford that, sometimes he'll even bring the Dali Dalas Minchas Kavua. No, Chatzis Kavua means the same Chatzis, whether he can afford it or not. What happens if he's Mistupik though? He's not sure if he was Mechal Shabbos. The Machlek is afraid whether what he did was an Isha Derais and Isha Derabbanon. Or whether it's an Isha Derais or a Smutha. So whenever it's a Sufik in the Tzimtzum, or something like a Sufik in Tzimtzum, so he has to bring a Noshim Tali. Let's say he has a Sufik, whether what he ate was common or not. He's not sure. So then you have to bring an Noshim Tali. So Noshim Tali is a problem that's brought the Chayim. Is Noshim Tali ever brought in the Dover? Can anybody volunteer to bring an Noshim Tali? He doesn't think that he's mechuyev at all to bring an Ashen Torah. What if he wants to volunteer to bring one? So that's the machlekes satanoi, mechulim in the first
term. How about the Sufik? You say the word about the Sufik, if he doesn't know if he ate or not.
Right. Now if he's mechuyev, then he's mechuyev in an Ashen Torah. Then he's mechuyev. Don't we say that if you really
think there's only a Dova?
No.
And what happens if
you don't bring me, say, listen? Whenever he has a suffix, then the Torah says, me suffix, you're obligated to bring him.
We don't bring it, but what happens if from a friend, if you
have to
be
the father,
that
wasn't telling
that you can't say
what it
was cool and what
was bad.
You can't bring it to the
double. It won't be in the double, no.
It can't
be. There's a machlekes satanoim, whether one can be misnadev, us and Tali. We try from that not.
Why don't we bring that as a proof? If it wasn't a
chulin, then it would be chulin on his back. It won't be chulin. The Torah says, whenever you have a suffix, so you bring an Ashen Tali. That's the chiyuv. Whenever one has a suffix, you bring an Ashen Tali. So Ashen Tali is a korban chayva that you mechuyev to bring, and the Tanaim have a machlekes is whether anybody can be misnad of Ashen Tali. Yeah. Yeah, that Tana says, I think the Yerushalmi says, that Tana, who's that Tana? Lozman Azari. Who? Summer, yeah. So that Tana, the Yerushalmi says that on Matzah Yom Kippur, he would also agree, the day after Yom Kippur, he would also agree that he can't bring an Ashram Torah. He holds he can only be, it's not that he holds he can be misnad of an Ashram Torah. He holds that whenever you have a Sofeg, maybe you can bring Ashram Torah, maybe not, then you have to bring Ashram Torah, that means you have a later Sofeg. But all year long, even if you don't have a latest Asafik, even if you don't have a Reis, a latest Asafik grounds to believe that maybe you did an Aver, maybe you didn't do an Aver. Maybe there is a Asafik though. Maybe he did an Aver, maybe he didn't. He says that he's not aware of it. So that's his shot. But he says you can be misnadeh, the Noshim Talva, even if there's no latest Asafik, because there exists a Asafik. That's why you can be misnadeh. When you have a latest Asafik, then there's a Chiyuv to bring Noshim Talva. When there's no latest Asafik, but there is a Asafik, maybe he wasn't called Shabbat to Shagi. He's just not aware of it. So the fact that he's not aware makes it that there's no chiyuv. The fact that maybe he wasn't machal shabbos makes it that it's a reshus. But if it's the day after Yom Kippur mamish and it says after Mishova, if a person is blessing mechui lachatos or an asham, then even after Yom Kippur, he still has to bring lachatos of the earth. The Mishnah, the end of treatment. But if the person is only mechui an asham toloi and Yom Kippur and passes, then he no longer has to bring that asham toloi. So the very day after Yom Kippur, Yerushalmi says that Tana would not be able to bring an Ashram Torah, because there isn't even any stuff.
Why don't we say Marat
about Moshe Yudhu Rokhun? Or should it be a better one than you want to get? I mean, you already know. But that's an Avera that you don't bring an Ashram Torah here. It's not an Avera, she has to start. There are Averas, yeah, people talk about Marat on Matzah Yom Kippur also, but that's not an Avera for which you bring a
Chakras or an Ashram Torah. Maybe in the morning, I don't know, you walk up early and
yeah, but in order to bring an Ashram Talo, in order to be Mechuyev an Ashram Talo, you have to have Dafkan Avera, she is Bokorin. But if it's not Shabbos, if the day after Yom Kippur is Shabbos, and maybe he did something, maybe he's Mechal Shabbos, he didn't realize. But if it's not Shabbos, and he didn't eat anything yet, he only ate milk, what could be? Kolavakim is not Korin. Tunisage is also not Korin. So what did he do? He didn't do anything, she is Bokorin. There's not a chance that that he's Mechuyev Ashram Talo. So that's how I would say that it's not even a rishu. You have one exception to the rule of possibly Yashim Tolos, where it's a chayvor, and there's a machlegi satana, whether it's a rishu, and I'll be passing that it's not a rishu. It's an afkanina la halacha bezman azer, the Mishnah in the second paragraph in Fulham, in the beginning of your day in Hilchos Chita, is a discussion about this, whether let's say somebody chefs a behemoth in New York and he says that he's chefing in the same pocket, he's chefing with the same ashram. So are you committed to eat that behemoth? Do you have to say that maybe it's kutikut? Could the kutikut go to banok? If the fellow is not mechuyev kutikut, he's not mechuyev an ashram, so even if he's not going to ship in the same pocket to the ashram, he's not going to be kutikut, he can't be kutikut. But if the fellow is mechuyev kutikut to the ashram, and he would really be magdish with the same chatzis lashon, then it would be shkutichut. But then if he says, I'm shechting the same chatzis lashon, even if he didn't say he was magdish earlier, you have to be cautious that maybe he had an intention to be magdish, and therefore it'll be shkutichut. But what happens if he says, he knows that he's not mechuyev an ashram toleh. He has no topic whether he ate chametz b'tesach. He doesn't think that he ever ate chametz b'tesach. He doesn't think that he ever ate onion kippur. Doesn't think he was ever in the Chal Shabbos. He has no Sofik. And he shechs Bein or Hashem Oshem Talib. So the Gemara in 2nd Tarek Kulim says that if Oshem Talib is Dabba Nezer with a Dabba, so even if he's not Mechuyev an Oshem Talib, you have to ask it if he shechs it by Chutz Le Mikdash, because maybe he was Magdash with Hashem Oshem Talib. But the way we pass in Allah, I'll be passed with Oshem Talib, is not a Shalah he passed. But I'll be passed, he should pass like the Chacham or the Reb Lozim and Azari, whoever does Reb Lozim, Reb Lozim and Azari, somebody did. That is not Bob Ben Ezra and Adova. So then as long as he doesn't think that he's Mechuyev an Ashram Talui, then he shouldn't seem to be able to be Menad of it. So then there's no problem of Nirekir Shukipur. So that's one case where there's a Machlekes Satana. And then you have another case where there's a Machlekes Rashi and Tesis. The Gemara says that a Kogan Taida, Shami Taida, is Bob Ben Ezra. It's a voluntary karma. Are you ever, so basically, Taida is a Taida Nidoga. Like Shlomim is a Taida Nidoga. So Taida is a Taida Nidoga. Are you ever obligated to bring a Taida? Is it ever a Taida? So that's a Machlekes, Rashi and Taisus, and Terekat Taida. Actually, the opinion is that I brought this and all this means that these four people, the Holton and Gorish, and the Rebbe Hayam, and the Chodesh and the Strapping, is, and they said to him, I'm pleased to bring a Kovin Chodesh. And other people have their issues, so it's a Chodesh and a Kovin Chodesh. Sometimes they have to Kovin and Gorish other times. And Chodesh and Perek HaTorah disagrees with that Rashi and says that it's never a Chodesh. I brought this and all these just goes on the things to recite this as Hagoya, to say this as Hagoya. So we never need to bring a Kovin Chodesh. Kovin Chodesh is only Bob and Bob, it's never Bob and Chodesh. But generally speaking, leading up these two possible consultations, there's never a clown. Consultations, there is never such an animal that a carbon has either been a dog or a bechaiza. Either been a dog and not bechaiza, or it's bechaiza, it's not been a dog. So according to Rashi, it exists by the carbon plate. And according to that one time, Blasim and Azari, whoever it is, it exists by the Ashri Toba. So the pastor is like traces from like the Chacham and Blasim and Azari. There's no such thing exists. Either a carbon is a bechaiza, or a carbon is a dog. Carbon that's in a dove, you can't force the person, you can't say, I want volunteers, I need three volunteers, you. No. You're not McQueen, you're not McQueen. You don't want to volunteer, you don't have to. Claver, you're McQueen. And a dove is not. But what happens if the hell says, Harei Alai Lahavi Traitor, Harei Alai Lahavi Shlomin, Harei Alai Lahavi Erlo, then once he said Harei Alai, then he steps in and then he's McQueen. Then if he doesn't want to bring it, then you pray to him. That's the Rashi quote in the very beginning of Vayikra on the third chapter. Yaki Vaisa, I mean, saying, Yaki Vaisa Bal Toto. That if he doesn't want, Kofa knows something. Right? Once he said, Harei Alai, it's not in the Dover. So the places asked in different places, what's the Chiddush? If the person doesn't want to go on Mitzvah, of course you pray for him. It says if he goes ahead and he does the Adair, you beat him up, you give him Malchus, you give him Nisa. Of course he gives punishment to the Diddy Yevity, what he did the Adair. It says in advance, he doesn't want to do the Mitzvah. So the Gemara says in Sfuta, that's a brother of your faith, and I'll call our mitzvahs. In fact, we have a pasuk in the beginning of Parashat, Shemor, it says the Kiddushto, you have to be Mekadosh the Kohanim, so the Gemara says in the Vamos on that day, first on the day, the Kiddushto Bal Kocho, Shem Lo Yoksa Dasenu. It says that if the Kohanim wants to marry a Grusha, a Zenda, or a Halala, so it says in Kiddushto, you force him to get rid of her, you force him to divorce the wife, so you don't allow him to remain with the wife who's lost the way. So the Gemara says, Chita, of course, he curses our columnists. That's the Chiddush. The other curses people not to do Averus and to do Mitzvahs. If you have a Jewish, if you have a Jewish government, if you have a religious government, you have a Bezant, of course, he curses, that's not a Chiddush. So the Gemara explains what it means, why there's a Chiddush over there in Kiddushto. So here, Taisu says, why do I need a Pasuk, Yaakov or Sabal Kosoi? Once he took the letter, so it's a double touch. Tyson says, I would have thought that since there's a din of Lusona that has to be Nidaito, so I would have thought that it would be possible that he has it, so he won't accomplish anything. If you beat the fellow up to his 16 or 15 minutes from now, he's going to shake the little, whether he likes it or not, whether he's happy or fear or angry or depressed or whatever, I thought, tell him, he ate the mouth and he sat in the and shake the little, so he's the answer. But over here, if you force him until he brings the turban, maybe it's a chisaron of l'rishona, so maybe he's not getting to the mitzvah. The time that he forced me to do something that wasn't being in a mitzvah, he won't be in the kindness. That's why the pasuk that there's no steal. Yaakov on the l'rishona, Yikosha Hashem, Reishani, and he is the eighth of the mitzvah. That's what I say. One could have learned rather differently. One could have learned that I need the pasuk Yaakov also for this whole category of mitzvahs that are mitzvahs for a shur. So you're not going to have to bring these four ones. But if you volunteer on your own, then you have a mitzvah. So what if he says, Harei Alai, to bring a shlomim, to bring a tzedek, to bring an olo, to bring one of these kavanos that he's not obligated to bring? So I would have thought, even if he said Harei Alai, he doesn't want to fulfill it. So God, let it remain. As if he had not said Harei Alai, why should you force him in this area? So it's a mitzvah that he's not mechuyev to do. So Hamash will know that once he accepted Harei Alai, so then he is mechuyev, so then you pray for him to fulfill it. Yeah. Sometimes an oil comes together in conjunction with a house. Yeah. Yeah. Some kind of an oil, yeah.
So that
would be the service. Yeah. But I don't know if you never look to bring an oil separately. And Shabbos to bring the Mustafa and the oil. The Musaf not Shabbos is Oyla, that's true. Musaf not the unintelligent, it's Sweden, yeah. Tobin Sweden, yeah. That's true. So different, Tobin Sweden and Gansen, this takes for that much more second. So different kind of a Tobin, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the Gemara says that the pasuk by Kain is needed for a different klal. The Gemara says you don't even need any pasuk that you curse the people to fulfill mitzvah. That's assumed. It says that you punish them to the yevid if they went ahead and you violated the averis. Certainly, it's your obligation to curse them in advance, not to violate the averis, to go ahead and not to violate the mitzvah, to go ahead and do the mitzvah. So the pasuk the kiddush, so the Gemara is looking at a different thing, in a pasuk case, in a different case. And here, it says, why do you need yakrivo? Rashi quotes from the Torah Sahanim.
What would be like the instances
that you do
that are like
optional?
Is it like
the kind of people? But it doesn't mean it's optional, it means that it's a conditional mitzvah. You cause marking, sisters, these kind of things are conditioned. If you have a house, you have a place to make a market. If you have a home environment, you have a place to make peace. You're not in the place to have a condition, which is machayri, but once you have a condition, then you are on the game. Hansipa, I'm not in the place to go traveling on the highway, but you saw if Hansipa, the Chanecha Bazaar, if I am traveling on the highway, and I see a Hansipa with a bird, then I'm obligated to send the road, so I have to travel the same, so I burn the Chakra. The Rambam calls it a mitzvah, so sure it's an optional mitzvah, but it's a different kind. It means a conditional mitzvah, a mitzvah that you only obligated to fulfill, like say, picking up that. If your wife had a baby boy, you have to do it, picking up that. If you don't have a baby boy, you're not clear to do it, picking up that. It's a conditional mitzvah. The Rambam calls it a mitzvah, so sure. This is mamish a mitzvah, so sure. The mamish not mechuyev at all. If you bring an oiva, you get a tzar mitzvah. If you're not mechuyev to bring an oiva. So I would have thought that there's no fear, but Taisha doesn't say like that. Taisha tells us that's also double pulse. Taisha says the reason why I need a pulse of Yaakov is always like, is to tell me that he will he will have fulfilled the mitzvah, that you shouldn't argue that the Torah tells you that he's not yet there because of him. Rashi quotes from the Torah Sahanim and from the Mishnah in Erech and Afka Falas it says Yaakov also the Torah talking about Hashem or Reitani the pain out the most of the Gitei Noshim. Same applies by guest. If the Baal doesn't want to give a guest, so it says Machanos Hashem Eretani. The Machlek is the Rambam and the Raga, in several places, regarding this din of Machanos Hashem Eretani. The Rambam sheet says that it's only limited to these two examples that appear in this law, and in the Mishnah Nech, and only by Korbanos, and only by guest. And as far as any other case, you don't have to have Machanos Hashem Eretani. If they beat him up till he does it, so that's considered Nidaita. And the Raga does not speak both in Perek Aleph Hilchos Zeila and in Perek Dalet Hilchos Isha. The Raga holds that it's a universal rule. And as we force anyone into agreeing to something, and it's a thing that you have to have Midaita, if you force a guy to eat matzah, he can scream bloody murder, he's angry about it, he's still going to the matzah. If he has Kabbalah Shalom, you're not getting this. He says, I'm not going to be able to the mitzvah when he eats the matzah. Then he won't be able to. But let's say he doesn't scream, have Kabbalah Shalom. He just say, you eat that matzah, I kill you. He says, don't kill me, just eat the matzah. He didn't say the bracha. So he doesn't say, I'm not going to be here. He doesn't say, I have a mind not to be here. He just eats it. And he's angry. So he doesn't have to say, wait, Sonny, I love the matzah. I enjoy the matzah. It's delicious. I love the goodness. He doesn't have to say that. Let's say, you beat him up till he takes the lulu. He says, don't kill me. I'll take it away. So he doesn't have to say, wait, Sonny. He doesn't have to volunteer because you don't need das there. But the rabbi holds that whenever you need das, like by mechira, if I force somebody, I threaten someone, I threaten somebody's life unless he sells me his Rembrandt that's hanging in his house. Or I force the girl holds up a gun to the boy's head and she threatens to kill him unless he marries her. The Gemara says that's not the other case. If the boy holds a gun up to the girl's head and threatens to kill her unless she agrees to marry him. So the Gemara says, Menaser, the Kedushin is Kal. And the Rabbanon, they were Machtir the Kedushin. Who lost the Shlosh Ahogan? I believe the Shlosh Ahogan. And it's not a nice thing to do. But what if he forced, he threatened him? But then the Rambam quotes in the garden that there's no need to make Achtir Rabbanon Kedushin. There's no need to cancel the Kedushin. The boy always has the dare to give the girl a gift. If you're unhappy with the marriage, if you give her a gift the next thing, that'll be the end of it. So there's no need for the Rabbanon to be Machtir the Kedushin. When he held the gun up to the girl's head, and he forced her into marrying him to see the nation's issue. There's no way for her to break out of the trap. There's no way for her to get out of the marriage unless you say, Yachkin Abba, and Kedushin. So they felt that that's not fair at all. He was just like the Hagen, so there had to be Makir the Gdush. But in the case where she forced him, when he was Makadish her, then there's no Makir Rabba Gdush. So there there's a Makalish with the Rambam in their eyes, and you say that the Gdush are only Kaal if the husband, if the person said Leitani, or even if he didn't say Leitani. So Rambam Hagen, you don't need Leitani. You only need Leitani in these two cases that it says in the Mishnah in the Torah Khan. Only by get and by Torah. So somehow, apparently, they need a higher level of das than in other areas we need das. I guess he needs more das than Kiddushin and Torah. Hakrovah Torah is a special din. There's some you need more das. And Mechira needs das, but not such a high level of das. Mechira needs das, lower level than Kiddushin. Kiddushin is even a lower level than a get. Right, so the writer said in Parakavan, that's only if he says right time. And the Rambam says there's no need for right time. That's one Rambam and the writer, and the other one is in Parakavan, he also speaks with Allah. Wait, just how far do you go with the right time? Yeah. Well, you say by Moshe Shepard, the usual for the answer for the
Yerushalayim,
so don't say that until he takes back the Yerushalayim, for 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 the Yerushalayim. He gets a double punishment. He gets Malchus and he has to pay Mormon as well. It's not Mormon, it's not the fish. There are two cases. One case is where the halakha requires of the person that he should bring the carbon. He said, Harei Alai Lahavi Carbon. And then later on he decides he doesn't want to bring the carbon. So it says, Machanos Hashem Reisani. And the other case is where the din requires that the husband should give his life again. And he refuses to. Or the right that says in all cases you need Reisani. When the girl forced the boy to be Mekadosh her, so the rabbi requires Reisani, the Rambam does not mention it. The boy. The girl has to hold the gun. Reisani, according to the Rambam on the right, Reisani means that the person volunteers something over and above what they force him to do. If I hold up a gun and I say, read this statement, and the statement says, Reisani, Mekadosh, I love you, I want to marry you, I'm going to live with you for the rest of your life. That's no good. Right time means that the person volunteered on his own. If they're threatening to kill him, then the person volunteers on his own and says, I want to marry you anyway. No problem. He says on his own without being forced. That's right time. So the Rambam holds that requirement of right time, that it should be valid, is only needed by two cases, only by the get and by the cousin. And the Raven holds not so, that whatever he needs out, you have to have right time, that he should volunteer something over and above what they forced him into doing these things. But if it's a case where you don't need das, they'll say mitzvahs. He forced him to eat the matzah. So he eats the matzah even if he doesn't say right sani. The rabbis will also agree, you don't need right sani. You don't need that's what he says. In Terekalif and Hilchot Zeila. He quotes the Gemara. The rabbis quotes the Gemara like that in Terekat Tanya. Well, he interprets the Gemara as having said that. Rambam Tanya has a different interpretation of the Gemara. The Gemara learns out in this pasuk, there is so known in Erech and Dafto follows that the Gemara has other pesukim as well, that by your kavanah you have to have da'at or adam, both the shas hakdosh and the shas hakrover. Why do you need the shas hakdosh and the shas hakrover? Apparently the hakdosh is the tzivos hakator, so Rabbi Yosef Engel has an alichas about that. It's not that the hakdosh is like asiyas hatzilin, the Seifa made a pair of stones. And then I fulfill the mitzvah when I put the tefillin on, hanochah katzil. So the atzilas katzilin is hachonah tachetzil. Making the sukkah hachonah tachetzil. Over here it's more than that. Hakdoshah takofen is the tchila takaporah. So you need the atzilas both the shah takdoshah and the shah takrovah. The Gemara just has a machlekes amaroyim there in Erechim that tefalas. Very interesting, you know, you can learn gittin from cover to cover and you won't come across this din. Of kovnos Hashem Yerotani. It appears everywhere else but it's the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara of Yeronis. In Erech and other places, but it doesn't appear in Gittin.
There is no more Rosh Hashanah, Masha, and the right to the people who are bad
No, that doesn't say you need Roy Sunday. The rabbit also agrees you don't need Roy Sunday yet. Are you other mitzvahs you don't need Roy Sunday? You can't even say this word. Sofan Hall say you don't need Roy Sunday. But Sofan, by Yavin, it's only when you need Das. The rabbit holds by all cases when you need Das, you need Roy Sunday. The Ram says that only when you need a higher level of Das. It's a kind of view in the Ram. Only when you need a higher level of Das, like by Dishin and by Kalbon, and even by Kibushin and by Mekah Hamekah, you don't need such a high level of Das, so he doesn't require Roy Sunday. The Gemara doesn't have Roy Sunday by other cases. This Sofan Hall says Roy Sunday and Rosh Hashanah is on Davos. It's not by the Sugya of Malka. It's by the Korban and by the gift. It's not just as a Machlekes Amorim and Erechim, sometimes when you need Das Odom, he says often we are just like the fun of that. It's assumed that everyone would want it. So let's say someone obligated himself to bring a Korban Oil, or someone was Mahal Shabbos Bishreg and he has to bring a Korban Chatos, and I will go ahead and be Magdash a Korban on his behalf. So do I have to have his consent at the time that I'm Magdash it? Because you need the Sono, the Shas HaKadosha. But he's saying, no, he's walking around the Shreg of so it's equivalent of having had consulted him and having had him consent already. So the Gemara says in theory that they don't have any points on Shabbat and Yom
Kippur.
You're doing him a favor, you're bringing your carbon on his behalf. So the Gemara discusses, is that what the fellow wants, that someone else should pay for him? Or would you say that the fellow would have rather wanted to be married with his own name?
That's the Gemara is usually a case where it was something like a Lucia or something.
I take a goy, and I'm a guy of him. And normally you have to have Das Adam, and here he's a little baby. He doesn't know what's going on. So we say there's a lot of shalom upon him. So here the Gemara just has a machlekes about the details. So we have the right to assume that it's a good for him that I should be magdish on his behalf. I'm saving him a $200. He doesn't have to spend money for the purchase of the behemah. Or you say, no, he would have rather wanted to be magdish on his own. Just if he already was magdish the behemah, then we assume that he wants us to be makriv the behemah. What then is he going to do? He was makriv the behemah already, so of course he's going to be makriv it. So maybe b'shasa hachrovi, he should say zochem al shalom upon him. Unless he says no, unless he screams that he doesn't want them, then he can't say zochem bal kofa. So that's a detail machlokes the Gemara has. But the principle in theory, the Gemara says is that l'sono is needed both b'shasa hachrovi and b'shasa hachrovi, assuming apparently that the hachrovi is the kivot hakatora. And in theory, the principle of Zachar and Shalakana could have applied at both times, both the Shal Sakhdasha and the Shal Sakhdasha. That's the Machlaikas. Just the Shailan details the Amoraim has, what is the Umdine? What is the Nasir? Is it Taka Nichalei Leinish that people should be Magdish on their behalf? Or not? And is it Nichalei Leinish that they should be Magdish his carbon on his behalf? Or not? Not until he authorizes them to do it. That's the Shailan detail. Not just Nidar Nachlan Hanabek has another category. The Gemara has two categories of Korbanos. When do you require Lusono, you require Das or Adam, both B'shar Sakhdash and B'shar Sakhdash, that's by normal Korbanos. Koiv and Nidar. But by Korbanos, in Chutzi Kapore, the Gemara says you don't need Das. Amar Abiyach, HaKos is Das, Chutz and Chutzi Kapore. Chutzi Kapore means, let's say, Azav, Azavo, Yoledis, and Mitzoro. The Mishnah has three pieces. Abom, Chutzi Kapore, that's the name of the text. There are four people. Zab, Zavi, Yoledis, and Mitzoro. Those are the four. And then one time it says Ager, one time it says Anozir, before the Kapanayim. So Yechon says in the Doran, Dachman, Nehem, say, that by the Mechutzi Kapore, there's no need to die for Odom, not to Shalat HaKadosh, not to Shalat HaKadosh. That's a different kind of a Korban. The Mechutzi Kapore is not a Nidova, and it's not a Chayv, it's a different thing. It's just like a person is promised. And he's Tevel, and Mechutzi Kapore means the Korban is a Mitzahir. A person is Tomlin, is Tevel, and a Mikveh, and that accomplishes Tahara. That's all we hear. The letters and the story, even though they already were terrible in the mixture, but still there is a residue of tumah left on them. It still is nisha and nisha tumah. There's still many with respect to achilas korbanos, respect to gusel amigdus. So when they bring the carbon, that's considered like the gemara hatahar. So the gemara increases, gives us a mashal. Mashal ma'adah hatahar, they're like being terrible in a mixture. So what if I push somebody and make the bal korbanos? He becomes tahar. Maybe deal with the rabbanon that you need the tefila tzricha kavon. The machlek is hatanai whether tefila tzricha needs kavon. Same shayla whether tzricha needs kavon. We talk like the tana that tzricha needs no kavon, and tefila in the mikvah. Tefila in the mikvah for the purpose of tana needs no kavon. Yeah, I follow this guy. I have some kavon. We shouldn't give. It's time and other time they fell into the mikvah. Person fell into the lake. So he or she became tahar. Even if they had no kavon at all, even bal korcham they become tahar. So the same thing Gemara says is over here with respect to the Karbonis Mukhus de Kapara. There's no need, so this is not a carbon plate, it's not a carbon of Dover. It's like two in a mixer that happens all Kohash alone. So somebody is Makhus Karbonis on the earth and somebody else, Makhus on the Nashi is Kapabot Haber, Mukhus de Kapara, then you don't need Darsov. Gemara says, she came nor the Navy of Bonavot of Nosh Batanim. Gemara says, what if you have a little child who became a Zava Zava? Your letters became become that same Matura. Zava Zava or Matura. A little child before us became Mazava Zelva and Masura. Then it becomes Tohar, and then you pervert on him in the mixer. And then you say, since the Khan and Labrinda still by mitzvah, they'll never become Tohar. They won't be able to become Tohar till after by mitzvah, and then you'll bring the Korbanos on their behalf. So they have to have Das, both Bishal Takdosh and Bishal Takrov. And you can't say Zachan either, because Zachan for a custom, then you shouldn't hold on to the Rabbah. So you can't do anything, you stop. So the Gemara says, no, she came on a maybe Korbanos. I'll burn it with the nose of the tannin, but by Mechus HaTachor, you don't need to ask this one. There is a machlek, there is a Mishnah Nazir that's up there. Ha'ov Madir is B'no B'Nazir. A father can make his son into a Nazir. He can be clear. Ha'ov B'Ni Nazir, only when the kid is a child, before by me. So what if the father declared his son as a Nazir, and then it comes the end of his mom, does he have to bring Kabbalah? So he might say, yeah, sure he brings Kabbalah. His mother is a how can the father bring Kabbalah? How does the father have the right to be Madhav bin Abinod in the first place? The Gemara has a Machlok Tabir and Ishlokish. Ishlokish says that the whole thing is only with the Rabbonim. It's Am Chinuch. Chinuch is with the Rabbonim. Either it's only with the Rabbonim, so the Kabbalah is only with the Rabbonim. And when I tell you the Kabbalah are not real Kabbalah. So when I tell you it's really Chulim. So isn't there a problem with Chulim Bazor? So the Gemara says Ishlokish also Chulim Bazor and Abdelai. Chulim is Abdelai, the Heimamu, the Heimamu. But it's Am Chinuch, they allow you to bring the Chulim Bazor. Rav Yechon holds not true, Chulim Azor is deraiser. So you have to say, Hav Madir is not Benazir, is a din deraiser. Where is it a din deraiser? It's not possible. So the most is halacha. Halacha is Benazir. Halacha is Mashiach Mishim. There's a Tosis point out that normally Chulim Azor deraiser, love deraiser in Stochim, and Kiddushim, and Shas, means the guy shechts his own chicken in the Azorah. But what if he shechts and he puts it on in his bayah? The Taisa says, that's certainly their right. And then Taisa says, no. Taisa is often says, no. The Gemara says in Nazir, that's also not like it. If you have Kulam Azar allowed their right, that's not an issue of their right. If the burn Kulam Azar is there. I take a newspaper, I take my Hamavatya, or whatever Hamavatya I have, and I put it to commentate, put it on top of the Taisa says, that's not an issue of their right. If you have Kulam Azar allowed their right, it's not an issue of their right. It's only an issue of their Abba. Very strange. You have to be speaking in your mind. Turning something that's not a carbon, cool. Turning something that's cool. I think so. Igmar says that it's poly that is there. If you all pull a mazar there, right, so then it's forbidden to shech it and to burn it on the mizbeh. If you all pull a mazar lav there, right, then it's mutmar atar to shech it and to burn it on the mizbeh. That is no reason. So the Igmar says clearly that the hav madar is b'no b'nozim, when it comes to the end of his month, so then you makrav the korbanos also. So the Rambam writes, and then you makrav, the Rambam when he quotes his din, and Hilchos Nazir says, and you makrav the korbanos right away, even though the kid is still a katan. So the Mishnah asked on the Ram, how can you mark the Kabbalah while the kid is still a cotton? Hakov Tzrichim Da'as. How can you mark the Kabbalah on the earth of the cotton? He's not a bad Da'as. And you have to have Da'as. Both the Shroth, the Shah Fakdosha, and the Shah Fakrover, the Rakhayim, the Skodim, the Chidushim, the Tiyashmu are saying, based on that Gemara in Kreeses, in Terek Abom, the Kapora, that the Kabbalists of the Nozir, although they're not for the purpose of Tahara, like Zab Zavi let it himself, but still it's a Matir. Aideh HaKabbalists are Kabbalists, it's not for him to drink wine. Bacha Yishta Nozir Yain. If he drinks Kabbalists, then he's allowed to drink wine. Then he's allowed to have this Iglachas himself. He drinks the Kabbalists are a Matir, so there's no requirement for that. That's what they say, B'shem Rav Chaim. Because Mishnah and the Rambam doesn't say like that. Mishnah writes a Chiddush. That maybe the Rambam is talking about a case that the kid is now Mishnah Samach Liyish. Within a year before Bar Mitzvah. And Mishnah Samach Liyish is considered a Bar Das with respect to Inyani Haflo. With respect to Inyani Nidor, Mishnah, and Hagdashis, and Zeros, and Erech, and these kind of things. So maybe it's considered a Bar Das with respect to the Zeros, where it's Tono, Yaakov also learned Tono that Hakol Shechem Das, that you need Das. Maybe that's enough of a Bar Das for the purpose of Das Balakot. That's how close should be sufficient. That's because Mishnah's interpretation, I don't know. Why? One time it says in Mishnah that the Korban Ager is also like a Mekushli Kapor. In the sense of Minach Kamina, I don't know. The Minach Kamina that the Tanya has a blessing on Azari somebody in the beginning of Abba Mechusa Kapor. He makes a statement, Af Karbonis Agir is also Mechusa Kapor. The Minach Kamina, I don't know. Maybe it's enough Kamina to this thing, as that you don't need that. The Gemara doesn't explain Minach Kamina. Could be, I don't know. I don't think it says the Savish what it is, but he can be mocked as Karbonis Agir. On behalf of the gear, should let me die for it. That you wouldn't even have to base it on Zot Nam Shagapam. I don't know. Torah has a deal. The Shachat has been a brother with Nei Hashem. The grief of Menahar Nakar Nimis Adam. Rashi Chulan and Daphne Beit and Beit. When the Gemara has a deal of Eidech and Nenem Bitzur, Rashi says, what is the mocker of this deal of Eidech and Nenem Bitzur? So the Rashi says, it says the zavachta liachalta. It doesn't come in before. You can check. Harei hatorah hamina kol echad alav pita. Eidechad elu mitur zavachta liachalta. Then he says, and also that pasuk with zavachta liachalta is not enough. Maybe that pasuk means you can check to me. That's not eidechad elu mitur. I check and I eat it. I give it to my wife and my children also. Also, it's not such a good riot. Maybe since they see that I'm eating it, the other men are allowed to know. I'm not going to be myself, so legal that I'm not going to be myself, I'm not going to be dead. How do you know that I can share behemoths and I don't eat them at all? I don't eat them my own girlfriend, I give it to everybody else. How do you know that it doesn't even be true? Even applies there. So that's what the Mephoshim say, that Rashi, Prima Gordim and others say that. That's why Rashi quotes this passage, Shachat has been on Brachel of Hashem, he's not going to eat anything over here, and yet, Hazar Hamid is called Echo Adar Ashfi. So that's what the Prima Gordim asks in the Sefer of Tevaz Gaimah. I'm so much, I missed the first piece, I think, I'm so much where you can. He asks that if that's why Rashi added on the second passage, if the first passage of the Zavakta, the house is not sufficient, because maybe you would require that he himself should eat. And if he doesn't eat, then he's ain't a lemon. And that's why I need another part of the Shachar that's been on Bokko, even though he's not eating. So he kind of said, no one's eating. This is like Korban Oilon. No one's eating. It's only for the Mizbeah. So maybe Eidechad is only lemon when it's been out of Mamokam. How do you know I'm even lemon to share the name and give it to you? Rashi should have quoted a different passage by Chatzon, where the Bala Korban shechs and he gives it to the Kohanim and he doesn't eat, or by Shlomi when he's not eating. By Shlomi wouldn't be so good either. Maybe neither he's eating then, neither that he eats, everybody else eats also. Rashi should have quoted the Pasuk by Chatzon, that would have been better. But he found it was a Pasuk by Yerla, it's a weaker Pasuk. Maybe it's only Yerla because it's only going to get to Haktorah, Gabi HaMizbeah.
What happens to the
Sotra Allah? Pesach says that the Mokra is the Sotra Allah. Pesach says in the beginning of Gittin. Now she says this is the Pasuk. So I have to have a call that for us, Allah
speaks of.
No, that's in Kabbalah. No, Rashi starts off by saying, Shari, Hathor, Hamid, Kolech, and Allah Shkita. Then he says, Shinema. So Rashi says, Shinema was a Bakhtari Achalta. Shinema, the Shachat, has been a Bakhtar of Neyashim. He quotes these two speeches. So the Prima Gordim first explains, why does he need the second Pasuk? Why isn't the first Pasuk sufficient? So he says, well, the first Pasuk, you can say, there's a Bakhtar Achalta, he's going to eat it himself. So I don't know, I'll ask him. other people are also going to see. You can say, yeah, that's not really a hartofa gemura that I recommend. You say, make a sense, maybe that he's never gabi himself. He's eating it, but then maybe he's never gabi the others also. Rashi wants to quote another Tosfos that he's even them and only the gabi others. He himself is not relying on his own shechita. But then the sign is that this person is still not a full food. Maybe this is only nemah to be locked to without gabi others there. How do you know he never to eat it? They should have. Rashi would have quoted the Tosfos by Chatz, it would have even been better. The first time it says, by the first covenant, it says, Shachat is Shana Bracha, let me ask him, don't even say Shachat. The second time it says Shachat. Chato say, I love on the best of Tanga, let me ask him. Those are not coming to Dhamma, Allah is there from the day. Jesus is Jim Allah, so it's in the Midrashim that you should say this prophet here for the Tobin Tomlin. And we recite every morning the Shachanot is talking like that, and we recite every morning the Parsha Shachamim, you should say this prophet, even though this is not part of the Parsha Shachamim. It's understood that the Shechita, all Kashi Kashi, has to be this tough and learn it up. And the Shechita of Shechita, why should you decide this for? So the Medrash says that this is Me'er Rachman and Hashemayim and Kuali, so that it's Maskir Hakeda Shechita. So this goes from the son of the Yoch, mother of Yoshi. The Zohar Shor has a sign that you're not allowed to say this Pasuk alone, because it's in the middle of a Parsha, here, Pasuk Yud, Yud, Aleph, Yud, Beit, Yud, Gimel, four Shechita, and constitute one Parsha, the Yud, the Sumer, and the Shechita. So he kind of did more says in the first prayer of the Yom Kippur, called Parshat Lo Tashkin Moshe, and now Lo Tashkin. He has called Stupid Lo Tashkin Moshe, that's in Gila. Then he has called Parshat Lo Tashkin Moshe. So it's for sure right that you have to say the whole Parshat, all four people. Yeah, and Shulchan Aruch would appear in that Sama. And the Simen Aleph and Aruch would appear, you just say this one Parshat, you don't say you say the whole Parshat. Even I'm from Kavana, say the whole Parshat. You don't say that. If you say this one Parshat, that's the side of how come. So they quote the name of one of the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon didn't hold from the Haftarah that we have Sheni Shlishi Revi. He said, you make Sheni Shlishi Revi whenever you want, and whenever it makes sense. A lot of times they made these Haftarahs that they don't make too much sense in the middle of an Indian. So they say, whenever the Indian is over, then you make Sheni Shlishi. You don't have to follow what's printed in the Haftarah. And the name of one of the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, they quote from the back of the Shari Rachman. It is safer that has a hogus of the Gura on that, Kambalojana. So they quote what shot in the Gura, why do we hold it? It doesn't matter. Because the Gura was closest with this problem, Kotashi le Paschim Moshe Namo Paschim Eti. How does the incident is, whenever it's Shalom in Yom, whenever it's Shalom in Yom, then there's no violation. If it's a Pesukim to Paschim Moshe, if you have a Pesukha beyond the Pesukha, a Pesukha beyond the Pesukha, whatever it is, even if it's not Shalom in Yom, it's Paschim Moshe, so you may say it. But if it's either a Pasuk below Pasuk Moshe or a Parashat below Pasuk Moshe, you're not allowed to be Mastik in the middle. It's only if it's below Shalik and Yonah. Whenever Shalik and Yonah, there's a self-contained theme, and that's one Pasuk, if that's part of the Pasuk alone, then there's no violation of Parashat below Pasuk Moshe. So the Mela, he said that that's why, I forgot his name, one of the Pamir Mabudon, maybe he said that must be Pshat in the Gona Gona. Well, he said, don't stop with Prisik, Shlishi, Revi, whatever. It's a Sukha, a Sukha, okay. But if it's not, don't stop just because it's been said there's Shani Shlishi Revi. Stop where the union is over. Whenever the union is over, then there's no violation of partial apartment. He said that that's the answer to this kasha of the Gura Shor as well. So the Shachat is sorry, the Rachamu is after fine, there's a separate union about Shlishi, and the next person goes about Hepshit, and he's two up, this and these. Each person is a separate thing. He talents it, he explained that this is why in the Nusach of the Shmanesh, and Malchus of Haim Shofar, we say, Tzukim, that are part of the whole parasha. We don't say all the psukim in the parasha, with very few exceptions. And then some of those psukim we say half psukim. The last pasuk in Malchi, I think. That one of them is in seven arms we saw Bishma Mecha right before that. Right before that, one of them, we don't say the whole pasuk. So sometimes we say half psukim. And one of the psukim there, we have Haluhu, Halukel the Pasha, Haluhu, Kiyuz, Haluhu, Gros, Haluhu. Well, good Lord, you say so many psukim there, and you're only interested in one person. So why do you say so many? Just like on the other Malchus of Hanashev, I just said one, but just say this one. Because it fits in with the Nigim. The Nigim was composed because there's so many psukim. So why do they put in all the psukim? Just put in the one person that you need. But he answers, that's the reason why, because Halu Halu Kelva Tatsha, the whole thing is one long Indian, it's not Shalik and Yana. It requires a parsha of Lepatsha, you know it's not Moshe, a parsha that's incomplete, you're not allowed to say half of the parsha. Hashem came, the other system that we call the Malchus of Hanashev is each person, self-contained in you. has no shaykhus, because it has a shaykhus, but it's not that connected with the pasuk before and the pasuk after. They say a separate pasuk. And the same is regarding a pasuk of the Le'paskei Moshe. If you have a one pasuk, more than one theme, so then there's no reason to be gnostic in the middle of the pasuk. Just start looking down there. Look up. Yeah, sure. That's the shayla of the klal. Is it permissible to make leisafas bizman hazeh? The Mishnah says you can make leisafas on Shabbos. So some achrayim say that bizman hazeh, that we have a balkor, a lane for everybody. In the days of the Mishnah, everybody got an aliyah, lane his own kriyat. But we understand why he says the bracha and he lane his kriyat. Bizman hazeh, nobody lanes. The balkor lanes out loud, and the ola just says the bracha. So some achrayim say that it's not proper to make leisafas for that reason. Others say not only Bizman Hazeh, Bizman Hazeh, that we have an institution of a Balkor, already Bizman Rav Shmuel, it was improper to make Leisafas. Because before the days of Rav Shmuel, only the Koyim said the Bracha Shalach Panah. And the last one who got the last Aliyah said the Bracha Shalach Panah. That's the Mishnah. And then Rav Shmuel, the Megillah, Masechet Megillah, made a Takana, Mishnah Nechnas, and Tehah Yosin, and Bavel, made a Takana, but everyone who gets an Aliyah says the Bracha before and after every single Aliyah. So that's the question. If you're going to make more than seven aliyahs, going to make their suffer, so maybe you go out and draw for same excuse. But some of them say, already in the days of Rabbi Shmuel, that didn't no longer apply, that you're allowed to make their suffer. Forbidden to make their suffer. Something, no. It's not gefela, nothing wrong. But that's only called man that the oiler lays for himself, or the man is that nobody lays for themselves. So today it's improper to make anyone suffer. I mean, it is that we do make their suffer.
Or I think Paul Perry would make it.
Why is it worse if there's a Balkore? Some explain that whenever a person gets an aliyah and he says the bracha, the Balkore is really doing the laying out loud. So the one who gets the aliyah is really saying a bracha on behalf of the Balkore. Someone's might be somebody else which in their claim. When you get an aliyah, it's supposed to lay, we're supposed to say the bracha is before and after. So what kind of a hybrid is this that the one who gets the aliyah says the bracha and the Balkore does the laying? So it must be based on Shemir Kainah. Who's doing what Shemir Kainah? So you can say two ways. Either the Balkari is mostly the owner of Shemir Kainah, so it's considered as if the one who got the Aliyah said the Bracha. He really did say the Bracha, so it's considered as if he also lame. That's how some say. The others say no. The Balkari got all the seven Aliyahs. Because he lamed everything. What do you mean Shemir Kainah is considered as if the Oyla lame? Because the Oyla was laming so closely. He didn't lay it out loud. The Balkari is the one who's laying. So the Balkari got all the seven aliyahs. The Balkari didn't say the brokers. So he will mechabit seven different people to be moist to the Balkari with the brokers. So really, one guy got all seven aliyahs. That's not right. It's fair enough that one guy, it says in the Gemara. Let's say there's only one person who knows how to say the brokers. So it says in the Tosef, there's only one person who knows how to lay. So he goes up and he gets an aliyah and he sits down. Then he goes up, he gets the next aliyah and he sits down. He goes up again. So then the Rishonim said, but that's only Bizman HaTanoim, that you only said a bracha at the beginning and a bracha at the very end. So you have to sit down and go back up, sit down. Bizman HaTanoim, they say a bracha in between every aliyah, so there's no need to sit down and walk up. Even if he stands there, he can stay there, but the Koyin gets two aliyahs in a row. He doesn't have to sit down and go back up again. Bizman HaTanoim, you don't have to. Why? Because he's going to say the bracha before and after, so it's going to be obvious that it's a separate aliyah. But Bizman HaTanoim, he doesn't say a bracha before and after, so it's going to look like it's all one long aliyah. So you have to sit down. And then go back up, and remember that it should be Yifarech and counted as another aliyah. So some say that's what we have as Manazah. The Balkor is the only guy who knows how to lay. And he gets all seven aliyahs. So really, he should say all the seven brachas. It looks funny. So a mechabit seven people to be made to him, Shemek Kainah, they should say the brachas to him. So whenever you have one guy getting all seven aliyahs, you have to make him 15 aliyahs. One guy should get, if he's big enough that one guy gets all seven aliyahs, you have to make more than seven. That's what some say, that Bizman Hazeh, that we have the institution of the Balkore. The Shemir Kreiner is that they might see the Balkore with all the brothers, and the Balkore got all the aliyahs, so that's why it's not proper today to make like that.
Do you have the
same according to some custom, all of the people who get the aliyahs are being made to the Balkore with the brothers. Yeah, it's really he's really saying the brachas. With Shemir Kainah, he's saying the brachas. And other Paschim hold now. With Shemir Kainah, the oil and Malaining. Paschim says the first brach is also not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Because the Birchas HaMitzvah on Talmud Torah we said in the morning when we woke up, before we started saying Korbanos, before we started davening. And the brach over the Aliyah, the whole thing was a Birchas Shabbat Vahidah. Nothing is a Birchas HaMitzvah. That was the Tachanus Tachanus to have brachas recited in conjunction With the SFA?
Isn't it always been covered up for, I mean, if it's something we need to have a problem, you should make a question.
Okay, right. To be cited, this is SFA, it's only over the total.
So, that may be the one for the end. It's more of a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Gemara is Rashi quotes from the Gemara that Shachar has been abokra the Yitzhiv of Bnei Ana Koyne Musadam it says Mehatzolah Musadolah V'yelach Mitzutchun the time she shchita k'shere duzar the Gemara says because shchita lav avoidahu what do you mean shchita lav avoidahu it's not true shchita is the first of the Dalar avoidah Shadam you have shchita kabbalah halacha zita of course shchita is an avoidah how can you Gemara say shchita lav avoidahu and the sum of what it means is that Yitzhirov has in the beginning of Menachas in the first verse the sum of what it means is the following that normally by all Avedas have a double team of the Aveda. That Koyin did the Maitre Aveda and the Korban had the Aveda done to it. The Aveda mitzvah the Gav and Aveda mitzvah the Chetzah. No, dialectic or something, Agav and the Chetzah, you know. But here by Shchut, the Lav Aveda, he means that it's only an Aveda mitzvah the Chetzah the Korban, it's not an Aveda mitzvah the Gav. Where do you see that normally it's a double avoidah, both mitzvah the gav and mitzvah the chetzah? So I give it a mashal of the base, just for a learning process. And, you know, I give it a mashal of the base, I lay it as far as Achilles Korban is concerned. That he quotes from the Gemara and stuff in the beginning that one of the, when they divided the Lechem Aponim, one of the times said, is Niyani Kippur. They only got a teeny, weeny, little bit of the Lechem Aponim. The other one got a small piece, but they all got less than a desire. So the Beis Halevi quotes from Yishayim, what kind of a mitzvah is it to eat lechem aponim if you don't get a kezayit in achilas chutz midirayis? So the Yishayim says, yeah, the mitzvah is not mitzvah really to drink, you would get a kezayit in achilas chutz midirayis. So even if you eat less than a kezayit, the mitzvah is that it should be nefer, the whole party should be eaten up. So the Chorah that he's saying, what the Yishayim is saying is that there are really two mitzvahs in achilas korbanis. One is the Kohen should do a maita achilas, then you say, ein achilas chutz midirayis. And second, he said that the korban should be nefer. The chetzah should have the achilah done to it. Oh, the whole chetzah of the korban has more than a kezayit. Put everything all together, so this being now. So perhaps the same is true regarding all the other avodas in the korban. It's not just Kohanim Lechem and the Baal Miskapim. It's not only to regard the achilah kachikotzin. The achilah kachikotzin has to be done in the azor and the zikri kuna, because it's like an avoda. The same is true regarding the real avodas. That it's legabi all of the avodas, with the exception of shchita. It has to be done with a double kiyum, both mitzvah de gavra and mitzvah de chetzah. The exception of shchita, shchita lav avodah hi mitzvah de gavra. Shchita is only avodah mitzvah de chetzah. But that's why since it's not an avodah mitzvah de gavra, so it doesn't require kahuna. Hepshet ben Yitzchok is also not an avodah. You must have Hepshet ben Yitzchok is possible zah, maybe done by a zah. But Gemara, the Rambam quotes it. In fact, it's in the foolish apostles, at the end of Zira Yom and Beit. In the foolish apostles, they went to the days of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, they shechted the Korbanos, and they weren't enough, it says in the apostles, they weren't enough Kohanim to do the Hepshet ben Yitzchok, so they had the Levi and do it for them. So it's in the foolish apostles, the Gemara Darshan, from the Pukim, the Hepshet ben Yitzchok, it's called the Bazaar, and it's in the foolish apostles, Zira Yom and Beit. I don't know Tanakh, but this Gerov has a pasuk in Bira Yom and Beit, also another pasuk in Bira Yom and Beit. The pasuk always says, Yikir Bar Yechulav Yilchat Samoyim, you have to wash off the Yehurim before you mach to them Adabi HaMizbeah. So the Gemara is rocking, in the second parak, learns out from the pasuk, you have to wash off the care of the Qura'ay and the Mayim Shem Lahem Shem Lavai. If the Mayim had a Shem Lavai, if it's called a special kind of Mayim, then you're not used to the mitzvah of washing it off. Washing up the care of Nechraim. So Rashi, Anad, Yimon, and Zochim comment that you're not allowed to use Meha Kior for the purpose of washing off the Kior Baruch Horoch. So the Bif Kior HaFumish has a kasha, there's a Kotzim Dil Hayom, that's what it says, that they use the Kior water for the purpose of washing off the care of Nechraim before HaKtorah HaKabon. So he says he's not saying that Rashi and Melochim, the Rashi and Melochim quotes that Kotzim Dil Hayomim, Rashi Melochim says that kiyor that they used for washing off the water was a kiyor only for washing. That wasn't the kiyor that they would use for kiddushin for line purposes. So then that's not in kiyor to Rashi and the Gemara, because Rashi and the Gemara is only talking about the real makoy, the real kiyor that's used for the purpose of kiddushin for line. So that's called make kiyor. Make kiyor has a shame of it. It's known with another name. It's not just known as mayim stam, it's known as make kiyor. The mayim with a name with a shame of it is possible for rechitzus care of a fry. But if you have a kid, that's only for the purpose of washing up Kara Prime. So what's the Shem Lavai? I have no Shem Lavai, but it says the Kash is Rashi and Dirayamim, says not so. Rashi and Dirayamim interprets that Pasuk, that they use the water from that kid, both for Kiddush Dan Raglayim and for Rechitzas HaKera Vatayim. So that's the Brisker of Kash. That's here in the Rashi and Dirayamim and the Rashi in Gemara as well. I think that in the history book, the Achrayim say, I think that the Rashi and Dirayamim is not by Rashi. And someone else? Someone else is the same name. No. Not by Rashi. From some other Mephorah. No. So she didn't say Lama. A three page of Frank has all true that had he saw Yitzchak on a gift. And the Torah is the name Yitzchak has called Yud Shin Shin Reish. Yud Shin Shin Chok Reish. So the Shailu, but you don't pronounce it Yitzchak, so you pronounce it Yitzchak. So why is that? So that's the pronunciation. Fine, like you have in English, wacky spelling, you have a different pronunciation. Or should you say no, that it's a Kriyatsu? I think there's a Rashi that I yawn and I say that it's a Kriyatsu. So the Achrayim have a problem, and it was written, whenever there's a Kriyatsu experience, so that has no shaykhs with a get. Kriyatsu experience for Tanakh. What does it got to do with a get? A get, you write according to the Kriyat. You don't write according to the Kriyat. So which can say the person. But if it's not an issue of a Kriyatsu experience, if you saw her, that's the spelling. This is the spelling, not the pronunciation. That's not called the Kriyat. It's not that Yelena would have been written Yelena differently. So then you should write in a get also and you saw her. That's the correct spelling and this is the correct pronunciation. So I think the Tzitzai Sachrank has in the back of the Elam Torah Purim. I haven't seen it in over 20 years. My father has it. So since I got married, I haven't looked at it. So I think in the back of the Torah Ebenezer, they have a couple of chuvas for our Tzitzai Sachrank. I mean, you only have an essence. I would submit it by spelling and the name of Yitzchak and the get. I think he quotes a Rashi and the Rayyaman that says that if the tree exists, the point that a Rashi, you should spell it with one shin in the get. Because in the get, the klal is that you don't call a tree exists. But then he quotes the Akwenim to talk about it, the Rashi and the Rayyaman really by Rashi. I think the historian says not by Rashi. And the Akwenim also says, a lot of the Chola days, and this came out, because I love the Brisker of Kash. Anyway, but the moral of the story is you got to know the Rayyaman also. I don't know the Rayyam. If he spelled his name properly, let's say his name is Yisof and he spells it Yud Samach Ches Reish. Yisof. So if he spells it incorrectly, then he's an Amora, so we don't spell it the way he does. The last name he can spell however he wants. That's the question. Maybe that's incorrect. That's the common spelling. Because we assume that it's our creature. I don't know, you gotta take a look. As I say, I haven't seen the children in over 20 years. There must be some more, I don't remember. There must be more, because he quotes Achrayim who discussed what he's doing as a Kriyat Shim on a name. So, whenever there are two correct spellings on a name, then let's say the name Hillel. I mentioned once, Hillel can be spelled in Tanakh either Hey Yud Lamed Lamed or Hey Lamed Lamed. So if he happens to spell Hey Yud Lamed Lamed Hillel, then you have to spell it like that in the gift. But that's because that is considered a correct spelling, but it will be totally incorrect. The guy has a crazy way of spelling Hillel. Then, even though he personally signs his name like that, that's incorrect spelling. So you don't follow his use. And the last thing you follow, so the last thing, there's no lot of time to spell last name. So however he spells his name, that's it. It's stupid when you write a last name. You spell the way he does. And it gets you up with this. No, there are conventional spellings for names. The conventional spelling how to write certain vowel. Yeah. So it's not in Ebenezer, they have all the clothes. Yeah, they don't have a lot. The Gemara in the end of Beitza has a comment about Hepsidin in Tuach that not only is it a din regarding korbanos in the Beit HaMikdash, but it even applies to the butchers. Hepsidin in Tuach, the Katsovim. The Katsovim is a butcher. The butcher also has to remove the skin. And he has to cut it up into little pieces. So his mother says, but that statement is a mitzvah derecheres. His mother is not saying it did. It's not a halacha that you have to doctor the goyim all the traces. You have to cut up in little pieces and check every single trace before you are permitted to eat the meat. It's not a halacha.
I said, no, Harris, but you shouldn't check the behemoth and run right away to eat the meat. That's nervously kirabs on. Looks like he's a cousin, but he's so eager to run and eat the meat. The Gemara quotes the whole series of Inyani Derecheres that a person shouldn't eat in such a way that his nest is here after. But it's not Alpi Allah. The Gemara says, so we assume that the Heinem Bakaya, because the Sisa and Meres is only an Iterein of Bukha. It says it's Sopik and Shkita. But Mishkato is the Tesla Tetzer. I don't think that there's a Sopik Tetzer on the day. Ramban just quotes from the Meres that if you have a Miut HaMotri, the traces on the Reyer, you have to be Boidic, because that has a Miut HaMotri. That is a Miut HaMotri, then you have to be Beidik Lehatzki. But by all the other cases, the Gemara said the Feirish in Beis of Rapsal say that you don't have to be Beidik. The Hershid, when you threw up the Tatzal, then there's only a union of the Echeret, it's not really a Havot. In the Sefer Hadrash Beha Iyun, by Rabba Levin, in the beginning of Ayikro, I think to remember he quotes the Zohar, that Shchitah Kshir Bizar, and he never let Kohanim accept the Korban. Because the Kohanim is supposed to be able of people. Supposed to gain Kachor HaMeyeh HaKorikov. And the Shech, a Shechit becomes a murderer, killing the animals, so he's going to develop a Midas Achzorius. So therefore they didn't allow the Kohanim to accept the Korban. He points out, I think, that it's against all Mishnah. It's a Shechit. Well, Yom Kippur, yes. Yom Kippur is even one opinion that the editor would be talking. Paradim will also machlech is Rabishma, Shkita is Parah Paroi. Parah Shal Kain Gadlam, Paradim is machlech is Rabishma, but it's Kosher Bizar. But by all the other behemoths that are Kosher Bizar, all the other Shkita is Karbonis that are Kosher Bizar, he was there a place that on Mahad Allah Hatsil Bizar to be Bizar. And the Mishnah is saying not so, but it was normally done by Kohanim. In fact, the Mishnah Yuma says they had a pious on them. Who was Jeff the Bahamas? For the New Year. What do you mean they had a pious? Which Kohen was Jeff the Bahamas? The Shikha shared with that. Why did the Kohanim join last year as a Shikha? So the meaning there is that the Kohanim and the Hebrew Chumra, the Yatsum, they made their own personal Chumra, that Korbanus Shikha they shouldn't allow a non Kohen to Shikha. And Hebrew had been Yatsum, Hebrew had been the law called Shikha. It's a potato, there's a potato, that's the bit of that Shikha. They know him so, but they're very, they're very high such a thing. On Banan Vayikra has a Kiddush in Parshas Vayikra that you can have an Olas Nidvas Tzibur, if the Reihas Tzibur gets together and they decide to donate money, not the Matzah Shekel money, they decide to donate money in order to bring a Korban Eilo, so this will not be considered an Eilo Hashutzin. If the Miut HaTzibur gets together, that's going to be an Eilo Hashutzin. And an Eilo Hashutzin, they will smith them. And Korban HaTzibur does not smith the Mishnah in the office. All Korban HaTzibur don't have smith it with only three exceptions for the one. He's not one of the three. So if the Ramban draws a distinction on Chumash, he says if the Reh HaTzibur gets together and they chip in money to buy Korban Eilo, that will be an Eilo Mitzvah Tzibur that will not have Tzibur. And the Mishrofen will be purchased from Shumat HaLishka money, from Matzah Shekel money, if they didn't donate for that. If they only donated for the Behemoth, then you can bring the Mishrofen from Matzah Shekel money. Apparently, if only Miut HaTzibur donates the money, then the Ramban says then it's going to be called an Eilo HaTzibur. And Eilo HaTzibur does have smicha, and Eilo HaTzibur you're not allowed to take money from Shumat HaLishka, not the second money in order to buy the Nisrach. This is in contradiction to the Ramban and the Gemara, to the Ramban, the third Perek in Zohar, in the Mohammed. I don't know why, this fear in the Ramban, I think, is famous in the Brit Kerov, and I'm sure she doesn't quote it. But the way she said, I think, Zadovel has said, the Brit Kerov pointed out, I don't know, until the days of the Brit Kerov, no one read Ramban. And nobody used to read Ramban Lachumish and Ramban Lachumara to realize that there's a contradiction. So they read both Ramban and they said it was a theory. Ramban and the Gemara says the same, and it is. And so it's taken off. It says the same is not so. Because even if Klal Yisrael all get together and they'll donate money to buy a Korban Eilo, that will be an Eilo Hashutzin. The only Eilo Tzibur that you have is the Machta Shekel money. That's Eilo Tzibur. The only time you can have an Eilo Tzibur Eilus Nidvas Tzibur is if you have Moshe Kotze Kotzin. Let's say somebody set aside $100 to buy a Korban Chato, and he got a bargain, he got a Korban Chato for $70. So it has $30 extra. What does he do with the extra $30? That's called Moshe Kotze Kotzin. The money left over from Kosher Kosher. Left over from a carbon copy. Or left over from carbon ocean is also Kosher Kosher. Maybe it might be Kosher Kosher. So the Mishnah Shkolim says, the good matter is Doris Yehoyad HaTayim. There is a biblical figure by the name of Yehoyad HaTayim. He made a statement in Sefer Melachim, which is very unclear. And the Mishnah Shkolim says what that statement means. That statement means that Moshe Kosher Kosher Karazola. And read the passage in Melachim, you would never figure that out on your own in a million years. But that was the tradition that the Chachamim had. I'll just take the Mishnah in Shkolim. That the money that's left over from Chathas or from Asher, Moshe Kosher Kosher, is called Oiva. What kind of an Oiva is that? So that's what the Gemara always calls Yitlul in a Dova. What is Yitlul in a Dova? That's called an Oiva Nidvas Tibur. But that's the only Oiva Nidvas Tibur you ever have. You can't have all of, even if everybody gets together and we'll all donate money, the Ramban says in the Muhammad that's going to be a carbon ashutra. There won't be a carbon ashutra. Ramban Achumis says not so. This Kerovin is a little state on Achumis, doesn't understand the Ramban. Why do you have to have great ashutra? What if you have new ashutra? But if one person donates the money, Magdash Amunashi is kapha bar haver. So why can't you have one person put up all the money to buy an oilash nidvash ashutra? Amunashi is kapha bar ashutra. Why not? Why is Ramban says you have to have Roy, unless you say Hakot Tichim Dab? That's what he suggests. That's Tzarchim. Unless the Ramban needs to say Hakot Tichim Dab, they don't know, you have to have Das. If you want it to be a Kovim Tzim, you have to have Das at Tzibur. And maybe you can't say Zachon over there. So you have to have the Rav HaTzibur should be masculine, that it should be considered Hukdash Midas at Tzibur. And Hukrav Midas at Tzibur. Because the Tzarchim is not too sure what the Ramban is talking about over here. Why he insists that you have to have Das here. The Lord has people participating. The Lugan Mechusa, on the beginning of Parshas HaFedesh HaZalachem, it doesn't begin with the word HaFedesh HaZalachem. It begins by Vayom HaShem Moshe Be'Alah HaLam Le'eret Yisrael Le'imah. So the Mechusa says, the Dibur says, on Moshe Be'al Aaron, the Dibur was not to Aharon. Aaron never got the Dibur. The Dibur was always to Moshe. But even if it says, Vayom Hashem al Aaron, the Dibur was to Moshe to tell Aaron. There are only three cases that the Dibur was directly to Aaron. And the Mechusa says on that Kostas, there are only three places where the Dibur was directly to Aaron, because there's no other way to interpret those three places. So that's the question. So the Morgan Avram that we know, famous Morgan Avram, wrote a piece on the Alfa Chimon that's called Zayat Rana, on the bottom of the Morgan Avram. So he guesses, he tries to figure out what the three places are. So the one on the bottom of the Kol Eliyahu says, he doesn't see why it's the Epshah. Why those two places can't be interpreted? Moshe Rabbeinu told us, huh? So he says it has to be bigger. Then he quotes, Haraba Goyim, someone else gives him another space or another. So he doesn't understand that. Haraba Goyim, someone else gives another. No one knows why did he Epshah. So he quotes from the Zona Goyim. The three places are, one of them is, Vayam Hashem Alam, Bech Mikas Moshe Hamid Boaz. So Rav Hashem told Aaron HaKohen to go meet Moshe Rabbeinu. So he told Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Aaron to go meet him. So obviously not so. So that one is the Epshah. And the other one is Vayam Hashem Pisa Ma Moshe Be'al Aaron Gavim Shlush Loshlechem. And it says that there was one Dibur, Pisa. He told them all the Vatachas, Pisa. You can't say that he told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Aaron to tell Miriam. Then it wouldn't have been all the Vatachas. So that was all the Dibur Echot. Rashi quotes that it was all the Dibur Echot. And then also in that parasha it says Vayam Hashem, Vayam Hashem Loshlechem. Aaron and Miriam by Yitzchak Shneihem. When Madur Lo Yireichem Adaba Biabdi B'Moshe. There was also the Epshah. What the Moshe Rabbeinu is going to tell them? How did you have the chutzpah to say Lashon Hara against me? And that pasuk is also mashma that the Dibur was directly to us. That's what the Vilna Gaon interpreted the words of the Mechusa that it says chutzpah Lashon Kama Zneshi E Epshah. The three places in Chumash. It's E Epshah to say that the Dibur was the Moshe to tell Aaron. Because in the context of the parish, it's true that it was directly time. But every other place, it's not Yepshah, the Mechilta claims that the Dibur was never given to Aaron. It was given to Moshe to tell over town,
That's where the Magen Avraham counts as one of the places. Yai Meshecher Al Tesh. But then the Mechilta holds not. The Mechilta seems to hold that it wasn't. The fact that it's written in the Chumash in such a way as if. It sounds as if it was given that this room is dedicated to Mr. Wordling. It has nothing to do with it. This parsha is dedicated to Aaron because he did a big mitzvah. That's all. But it doesn't mean that the Dibur was saying the Dibur was really to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why the Mechilta claims that all the Dibur were directed to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah. Also, it doesn't mean that it's so clear. They were honest. In the back of the Nesut Spinish, they have Pirushim on Shmoyis, that's called the Pek Kodesh. Pirushim from the Rabbisa Levalojin of the son of Rabbi Levalojin. Very little. There's two or three on every parish. He has an interesting comment on the Tosfos. In Parashat Tafelis, you arrive to the Eretz Yisrael, but I was going to case of Tosfos, the Eretz Yisrael, etc. And Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Ani Hashem, Ani Velo Yashir, I thought it's both of those himself. So it's very difficult. The Shkun is going to go in the middle of Mitzrayim, it's full of other Rizoris there. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even want to dive in Tafelis, both of Mitzrayim. The Chagofan didn't want to have it in the Vuh in Mitzrayim, Rashi quotes. So the Shkun is going to go march in the middle of the Tzoya, in the middle of the Kilulim, of the Avodah Zarah. So that's why the Tafelis, no, the Chagofan going to be just. Zayin Ashkina, the Tech Kodesh, they report the Mahbukhara Balogina, but he said that's the pshat in the end of the prophet. The Abai to Red Sama Lai, this is where he came to call the time, the Bechol of the Hemet Shai Nasa Shvatim. As I go, I will knock down all the Abai so it won't be a Bezoyin. As the Shkina goes, all the Abai will melt. Those that are wood, were broken, those that were metal, would melt and so on. So there was no Bezoyin. But there is a Medrish, that Ben Yoyin, of course, a Medrish in the Shari Shuvah, to which it says. It's the Mala Mitzvah Torah La'ashreitim. Why did the Rebbeinu not give the Torah to the fools? Because if he would have given the Torah to the fools, they would have learned Torah in the Beis Hakise, in the Beis Amerchas, and in the Talmud HaMetzinoch. You see, a Rebbe here in the Yeshiva, Rabbi Gerela, so he always used to, he was very sharp as an individual, so he always used to tie the fact that you have college studies in the same room with secular studies in the same room with Yivei Torah. Amish, the Torah was given to Shaitim. But they learn the Torah and the word Hamatunafa is in the Beit HaMerchat and the Beit HaKish and so on. There is an Indian, I don't know, Talis study, but there is an Indian not to be in the Baz of the Torah by having it in a Mokham Lekin. The Torah has to be in a Mokham Tohar. Just like the Shkina wouldn't go in a Mokham Lekin. Just like we're not allowed to be in the Tzal in a Mokham Lekin. So the Liman HaTorah has to, was only given to normal people, wasn't given to Shaitan, but it shouldn't be in the Baz of the Torah. I thought that the Nesid has a comment in his Chumash on the Tosfos in Parshas HaChodesh also. It says, "V'chadosh Moshe Chav Lashem." Chadosh Moshe is only one day. Chadosh Moshe, the Mechilta says, is your method. And the Nesid writes in the tiny letters on the bottom of the page, he writes that by Sukkot, it never says V'chadosh Moshe, it says V'chadosh Moshe Shivat Yamim Lashem. He claims that there's a basic difference in Chumash between Pesach and Sukkot. But Pesach is basically one day, as with Sukkot is 7 days. What exactly is he driving at? I don't know exactly, huh? Yes, there are salvation. One said, Agamar and Erech, and that's a little bit sectarian. I don't know, maybe the same is up in the Sukkot. I don't know. After they pointed out that the Gemara says in Erech, that on Pesach we only say Halal the first day. And on Sukkot, we say Halal Shalom every day because Sukkot is Chalukim Mikabon Hashem. Why isn't Chalukim Mikabon Hashem? So therefore, so you said that in Parsha Simchot, every day of Sukkot has its own Parsha. So that shows that every day of Sukkot is a separate Yom Tov. And whenever you have a Yom Tov, there's a chiyuv to say Halal.